With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller. Joseph Llewellyn has been found not guilty of rape by a jury of his peers. Here's Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks.
Prosecutors allege that he had sex with a woman without her consent while she slept at his home last year. Mr. Llewellyn denied the claim, saying the two had a consensual relationship. He was also charged with unlawful confinement and assault, causing actual bodily harm. The court heard that the woman often stayed at his home for extended periods, sharing a bed with him and her children. Llewellyn, a father, would help care for the children and assist with chores. After deliberating, the jury of 5 women and 2 men concluded that the Crown had not proven his case beyond a reasonable doubt. Mr. Llewellyn's bail conditions were removed following the verdict. Justice Emma Peters presided over the matter. Jevy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
A 66-year-old man has been charged with impersonating a doctor and multiple drug offenses after an investigation by the police service. Here's Radio K-Man's Elizabeth Charles.
Police say the investigation began in December 2025 into reports that an employee of a local medical services company allegedly purchased prescription medication, including controlled drugs, on multiple occasions while falsely representing himself as a medical doctor licensed to practice in the Cayman Islands. Following inquiries, the man was arrested. Officers also searched a vehicle he was confirmed to be driving and recovered documents relevant to the investigation. The man has now been formally charged with impersonating a doctor or licensed of medicine, attempting to buy or otherwise deal in controlled drugs, and buying or otherwise dealing in controlled drugs, and is scheduled to appear in court later today. For Radio K-Man News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Police have charged a 32-year-old from Bodentown after an incident on Bronze Road on Thursday. Officers say he became, quote, aggressive as they attempted to search a bag found at the scene, leading to the use of a taser. Inside the bag, they recovered suspected ganja and drug utensils, and later say they found a firearm and a spent shell casing. He appeared in court this week on firearm, ammunition, and drug charges, and has been remanded until his next hearing on Friday. And the premier is traveling to Washington, D.C. and Chicago this week to meet senior U.S. government policy and financial services stakeholders. The Honorable Andre Ebanks' Washington schedule includes talks with the U.S. Treasury, members of Congress, and major industry organizations on tax policy, regulation, and cross-border investment. He'll then continue to Chicago for meetings focused on insurance, investment funds, and Cayman's role as a global financial center. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carson Lee Fuller.
BBC News with Jane Steele. Lebanese media say Israel has carried out new strikes on the southern city of Tyre. Israeli evacuation orders included the Christian quarter for the first time. The IDF also appears to have attacked areas close to the Israeli border where massive explosions could be heard. A United Nations report says Palestinian civilians in Gaza and the West Bank are suffering severe violence on all sides, from Israeli forces, attacks by settlers, and from Hamas. The inquiry says that in Gaza, civilians are trapped between what it calls the mass atrocities of Israeli forces and the predatory, fear-based rule of Hamas. The United States has added several major Chinese businesses to a list of companies it claims are linked to China's military. Among them are the e-commerce giant Alibaba and the electric car maker BYD. Reports from Western Afghanistan say Taliban forces have opened fire on people protesting against the detention of several women for allegedly failing to comply with strict religious dress codes. A doctor in Herat said 3 people were being treated for injuries. Honduras has approved a series of reforms to tackle the murder of women, including longer jail sentences. The country has the highest rate of femicide in Latin America. A study has found the world saw the highest number of state conflicts last year since the Second World War. 65 were recorded involving at least one state. The report also warns of a surge in attacks targeting civilians. Russian investigators say an explosive device has destroyed a car and killed its driver in a town close to Moscow. The driver's identity has not yet been released. A black bear, who's caused widespread school closures in the Japanese city of Utsunomiya, north of Tokyo, has been captured. The bear was on the loose since last weekend. On Tuesday, it was spotted south of the city's railway station. BBC News.